الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الرسول: يا ربي إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We discussed a little bit of the great virtues of the Quran Sharif, and the Quran Sharif, Allah has explained its honor. The kitab that was revealed on Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nobody can ever do justice and nobody can ever know how great this kitab is. In our kitab that we read for duas, Munajat-e-Maqbool, the Thursday Manzil, the first page about how many what we call intermediaries, wastas, tawassul, are taken of the Torah, of the Injil, of many, many things, whole page full, and all that the Quran, for the sake of the Quran, that the Quran has become our lives. The same thing with the Friday Jummah Manzil also. The first page is also how many wastas of great, great creations of Allah Ta'ala, that the Quran Sharif must become part of our life. تُخَلِّفَهُ بِدَمِي, that it must mix with our blood, with our body, that our life must be the Quran Sharif. So, who was it from? Who was Mufassir in Newtown Madrasa? Came here also? Yes. Mawlana Aslam Shaykh Puri, Rahmatullah Ali. He was the man who dedicated his life for the Quran Sharif. Once he came, he visited our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and he told Hazrat about this, that for nothing else was so many various intermediaries taken, vastas are taken, but only for the Quran, that the Quran must become our life. For nothing else, but for this, in all the hadith, he said, and he's a great alim. He was a great, great alim. And he was made shaheed just because he was giving dars of Quran Sharif, correcting the people's aqidahs, correcting their lives with Quran Sharif. For that, people couldn't take it, and they made him shaheed. What must be his darja by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? So anyway, the Quran Sharif is such a great kitab. But every coin, there are two sides to a coin. There are two sides to a note also. If a coin is only printed on one side or a note, it won't be valid. So the other side, where the Quran definitely is such a great kitab. And as Muslims, we are proud in the sense of happiness to Allah Ta'ala that He has given us Quran Sharif, and we become very angry with anyone who shows disrespect to Quran Sharif. Our children, or some non-Muslims, or somebody. In fact, if we have somebody working at the home, the maid or whoever as a helper, and they touch the Quran, we tell them, no, you can't touch this. Many times at the customs in the airports, if they want to check everything and they come across the Quran, we tell them, no, you can't touch it. And many of them know also. They say, this is your holy book. Then we open it, we show it to them. There's nothing, it is just the Quran Sharif. But we don't want anyone to touch it also. So how much we have honor for the Quran Sharif. So we must see that all the rights of the Quran Sharif, which are plenty, we will try and discuss a few, that from our side, in order to get all the virtues on the other side, we must fulfill our part from this side also. That all the, whatever the Quran Sharif demands from us, what the rights of the Quran Sharif are, we must fulfill them also. So we will discuss a few, and inshallah on that, everyone, Allah has given us intelligence, and let us use the intelligence for the sake of deen. Every person, Allah has given intelligence. And it depends where the person uses that intelligence. Some people, we use it. For example, an accountant, when he works, we get baffled how he's working out things. Somebody else, a carpenter, when we see he works and he uses that intelligence in there, really we have to use this intelligence in deen first. And then from there, use it for other things. Business people we see, that how they use their intelligence and how they make money, how they do deals, etc., how they talk and everything. So we should use our intelligence which Allah has given us first for deen. So we will discuss a few of the rites of the Quran, and on that let us see the others also. So the first rite of the Quran is Iman bil Quran, that our firm conviction must be on the Quran Sharif, that this is the word of Allah Ta'ala. We have got it today unadulterated, pure, as it was revealed to Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like that over 1400 years. We have got that Quran Sharif. Our full yaqeen must be. And when Allah Ta'ala has said, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidhun, that undoubtedly we have revealed this Quran Sharif, and we are going to protect it. And Allah did not take a promise or an agreement to protect the previous kitabs. So after the Nabi left, the people changed it, various things they brought in it, but the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has made the means that it will remain pure and nobody will be able to interfere with it. Lot of people tried, and there are a lot of discussion on that, but our yaqeen must be that this is the kitab of Allah Ta'ala. And then the kitab which Allah says right at the beginning, Hudal linnas. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين, that this is a kitab which is هدى للناس also, هدى للمتقين also, it is our GPS, it is our guide in life, that how we should conduct ourselves. So that we must have that yaqeen that this kitab is from Allah Ta'ala, and this is the real guidance. If we have got weakness in us, our nafs overtakes us, our laziness, we do things differently, it's our, but don't let that yaqeen, let anything come in, any difference in that yaqeen. I am weak, I can't fulfill every command of Allah, I am lazy, my nafs overtakes me, but the kitab, that is the exact, that is the true kitab, don't compromise on that at all. I have to admit, I can't fulfill the rites of the Quran, I am weak. But the Quran is the true kitab from Allah, which Allah had sent with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and today plus 1400 years, it is that same kitab from Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. And this is the kitab of hidayat, the kitab of success. Anyone wants any success in this dunya, akhirat, any type of success, it is in this kitab here. If I'm doing any of my business which is not according to Quran Sharif, according to Shariat, which is taken from Quran, I'm not conducting my life as a husband, as the head of the family or anything, it's my weakness, but I know the Quran is right. And if somebody takes out a fault in me, that you are faulty like this, yes, I am faulty. But that I say the Quran is right, there is no fault in that. That the Quran is absolute, that we have to have that full yaqeen. So Iman bil Quran. And we have to test ourselves and build ourselves. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, with Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam made such an effort on them that the whole Quran had come into their lives. And Islam spread in the world. They got peace of mind, contentment of heart, enjoyment in this world because Quran had come. So where the yaqeen is there, that is one aspect. We have to work to come to there. Not just all the time say, I'm very weak, I am faulty, I am. That is true. But I have to work to try and bring that, have that conviction on the Quran Sharif. There is no two ways, no two views on the Quran Sharif. It is the word of Allah, and it is 100% the same word which Allah had sent to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We have got it today, and it will remain like this till the day of Qiyamah. Allah has kept this kitab like that. And it is, our yaqeen is, that success only lies in the Quran Sharif, in no other ways. Whatever weaknesses we have got, that is our weakness. For example, a person once, instead of following the Quran Sharif instructions of how husband and wife must live, we go to a marriage counselor and they give us advice contrary to the Quran Sharif. This is my weakness. that I'm doing this. But the Quran Sharif is the solution, is the only way, is the cure. Shifa'ul lima fi sudur. It is the cure for all our diseases, the Quran Sharif. So we must have that complete conviction. Together with that, as we believe the whole Quran is the word of Allah, and that is the way of success. Like that, we have just to get it more clear in our minds, every ayat also we must have our iman on that. Like for example, where Allah has made interest haram, it's finished, it's haram. Now, we can't say in today's times that we have to now change the rule. If I'm involved in interest business, admit my fault. I'm doing haram business. And because of that, my income is haram also. But that is not as bad as trying to change the word of Allah. That today now, that rule doesn't apply anymore. And now, today's times are like this, and interest is permissible today. No, that is a very dangerous thing. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, in some of his fatwa that we read, where people try and justify, and he says it's haram, it's not permissible, they write again, but we can't do this business like this. We have to take out insurance, we are buying goods from overseas, we have to take out insurance, everything, all the things. Then Mufti Sahib, he should write the ayat of the Quran, the hadith of the severe warnings, which has come in the Quran and Hadith with regard to interest. Then he should say, now you make up your mind. Yeah, it is in front of you. This is what Allah Ta'ala says, what Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says. If you feel, then it's up to you. So that firm conviction. So one area which we today falter a lot is in with regard to interest. And interest comes in various things, all our various insurance policies. The interest factor is there, and there is the gambling factor in there also. All insurance works 100%. One friend of ours, Allah give him jazaa khair, he says you go on a certain website, he showed it, that all insurance is based 100% on gambling principles. Like gamblers, they see how much risk we got. A person who gambles also, the people who, the machines and all where they go and gamble, they are not fools that they're just going to let this win, this one wins so much money, that one wins, and they at the end they got nothing. No, they've got very, very strong principles that they must be making money all day. Now and then they let somebody win. So what is the risk of the people winning? So in the same way these people see with regard to your health, that what is the risk of this person getting ill, and how much will he pay? And how much will we take out money from him? And they pay out, we know, they go into the fine print and this excuse, that excuse, they hardly pay out in many cases. But anyway, that is a gambling factor, 100% it's a gambling thing. All insurance policies are gambling, and interest is also included in there. So from two aspects, they are made totally haram. If unfortunately a person is on any type of insurance, medical aid, anything, admit it's my fault. It's wrong what I'm doing. But don't justify it. The law of Allah is the same law, and it will remain the same law forever. So all the laws of Allah Ta'ala we have to see. We have to accept the Quran Sharif's teachings as they are. In all the matters which Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and which categorically they have stated, like with regard to interest, it is so clear. And we try and justify it. Another area like this, which we find ourselves, not we err and we make mistakes, is with regard to inheritance. Inheritance, the Quran Sharif has clearly stated the laws. And it must be according to that. We find many times, and good people, when according to Shariat, according to Quran, it will be in our favor, then we become the best Muslims. And we say we have to do everything according to Shariat. But when by the law of the country they are going to benefit, then we see that they not into the end, they speak such words, Allah protect our iman at all times. Then they speak severe things against Deen and Quran Sharif, because we just want our material benefit. And whereas the truth is in a less system, and how many instances and cases where a person might got a little bit of his inheritance, but there was barakat in it. It was done properly. Allah gave a lot of barakat in there. And not in there. And on the other side, they left it for the others who were making zulam, and they did not share it properly, and they got a lot, but very soon they were left as penniless, and they became beggars. So following the laws of Allah is one. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one person told him that in my money there was some interest money involved also. And then crooks came and they robbed me and they took all that money. Mufti Sahib said, make shukr, they didn't cut your stomach open. Like when they come and they shoot you dead, they come with their knives, they stab you. So he says, this money, that interest which is in there, it is so terrible that not only the money will go, your life will also go. It will take your life also. So we have to stay firm on what Allah Ta'ala says. Where we are wrong, admit to Allah, I am wrong. And this is whatever haram I'm involved in or anything, all these things, but don't justify. So that is one great important aspect. And as far as inheritance is concerned, outwardly it seems the wife gets only 1/8 normally. When the husband has got children, then the wife gets 1/8. And it looks very little. And now she's a widow. How is she going to survive on 1/8? It looks very little. So it looks like it is wrong. And it shouldn't be like that. Outwardly it looks like that. But when a person has understanding properly, then he will understand that there is no zulam whatsoever. In fact, that the girl, the other, لِذَكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ, that the females get half of what the males get. That also seems outwardly unfair, that the woman, they must get equal. Today is gender equality in everything. And if we take it in our society also, the man work, the woman stay at home. So now they must get double, they not earning. So they must get double. But how beautifully Hazrat explained it, that a girl, as long as she is in the father's house, she is not responsible to earn her rosy. The father is responsible. So she doesn't need anything. Because the father is 100% responsible for her. The day she gets married, now the husband is responsible for her. The day she becomes a widow, or the husband divorces her, now it will be her brothers will be responsible. She'll come back to her father's house, or the Muslim community is responsible. But a woman is not responsible to earn her rosy. So this 1/8 which is given, half of what the males are given to is given to the woman. It is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. She doesn't have to earn. She doesn't have to support anyone. She's not responsible to support anyone. She has to be supported. So this is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. So if we understand that, we will see the laws of Shariat are 100% correct. And every matter of Shariat, Allah give us that yaqeen and let us follow it up with our amal also. We follow and Allah Ta'ala gives so much barakat in there. And this is perhaps, we see it immediately. Otherwise, a person sees it after some time. One instance that comes to mind, which is not so fresh in my mind, but where one person got very little of the inheritance. See, the brother took everything. He told, you take everything, no problem. With his little, he went and buy a fish. And in the fish, there was a pearl. And the value of the pearl was so great. And there are many other instances like that, where we follow the deen of Allah, the commands of Allah, perhaps not immediately, perhaps after some time. Sometimes immediately, Allah gives so much and barakat. Our yaqeen must be in halal, there is everything in the commands of Allah, only in there is success. And what the Quran Sharif has revealed, only in there is success. So that first yaqeen of the Quran Sharif must be correct. If we read the Quran Sharif and we read it with this yaqeen, this is the word of Allah Ta'ala. And this is for my guidance, to make me successful in this dunya also and in the akhirah, to save me from every nuksan, from every harm, to save me, this is the kitab. And that harm, perhaps sometimes a person will see outwardly that he has suffered loss, he didn't take out insurance, and what his whole consignment of goods that were coming, it got stolen, it got the ship sunk, it all got lost, etc. There was a loss, but a person remains on it, Allah gives so much of barakah. One instance that comes to mind, and it is somewhat related, what related to it, we can take the lesson from there. There was a family in Delhi, and the family is still in Karachi in Pakistan. We met them, alhamdulillah, and perhaps it was their grandfather or great-grandfather. He was running an arms and ammunition business in Delhi. And very successful, very rich people, but his habit was, this shows another point also, he should give his zakat properly every year. And about double the amount he should give lillah, or the same amount, or double the amount he should give lillah also. And it carried on, and the time came of partition of India and Pakistan. And this whole family had to leave Delhi, and with only the clothes on their body. They had nothing else. Everything they had to leave. And they came to Karachi, now they've got nothing. No business, no income, no nothing. But when they came here, Pakistan government was newly formed. And one consignment of goods that they had ordered from England, and it was supposed to go to Delhi, they had ordered it already. So they contacted them and told them that don't send it to Delhi, we are now in Karachi, send it to Karachi. So that whole consignment of arms and ammunition came here to Karachi. Pakistan government was newly formed, they needed arms and ammunition. They bought the whole consignment and they paid them cash for it. Because of the government, so they gave them the cash money, and there they started again. And what? So that little while it looked that they came across only the clothes on the body, nothing whatsoever. But then Allah Ta'ala gave. And many, many instances like that. May Allah give us that yaqeen. We are kanul insanu ajula. Anything, we just want it now. We want it now. It must get done now. And we don't see the law of Allah. That now this must get done. And what is the law of Allah? In food also, a person, Haji Ahmed Nahuda Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum explains, he was once in Hajj with his cousin, and they were in Muzdalifah at night. It was cold also. Many times it happens, the Muzdalifah night turns out to be very cold also. And they had no food, and they had lost all the with who they were traveling, everything, they were alone. So he just made dua to Allah. He says in Gujarati, yani a dua from the heart which came out. Ya Allah, we are hungry. We're hungry. We haven't got anything. Immediately somebody came and gave them a pot of hot plow. Wonderful food. And when they finished eating, they looked, the person is missing. So Allah Ta'ala gives like this. But we want it immediately. How many things, our food things, our income, everything. We just see we're traveling on the road, the cop stops us, speeding or anything else, then easy way out, just give him a 200 rand or something, bribe him, and our work is done. But the right way is go through the difficulties which you have to go through. Do it the right way. It will take you longer. You might go through some difficulties. But the end result of that is the true result. So Allah give us that. So yaqeen on the Quran Sharif, every command of a Quran Sharif, Allah brings that into us. If we do it with that, then we will see this kitab, the more our yaqeen will come. And when we see these things happening and Allah will show it, then we will have the full trust and yaqeen on the Quran Sharif. So the first thing is Iman bil Quran. The second thing that we have to have, Muhabbat and Azmat of the Quran. Love of the Quran Sharif and the respect and honor of the Quran Sharif. In that, we discussed a few points which came already, that Hadrat Maulana Shah Abrar ul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a, what we will say in our terms, a PhD on this with regard to Quran Sharif, handle it with two hands and put it on a rahal. Till today we see the Haramain Sharifain, they don't have desks like this. Only the rahal they have got. And not even the plastic rahals, just the wooden rahals they have got. And that is the right place where we have to put the Quran Sharif on. Cover the Quran Sharif. to show respect to the Quran Sharif. And when covering it, like when we were born, the clothes that were put on us, we don't wear it whole life without washing. They are washed all the time. So the cover of the Quran Sharif, we should also wash it from time to time. Not that once we put it, 5 years, 10 years, and no washing of it. No, we should wash it also. And after washing it so much, Malana Abrarul Aksab, we are zero. Not zero, we are negative. We haven't got any respect. But these are words of our Buzurgs, inshallah, barakat. There are people who make amal, inshallah, and we will also get that reward, inshallah, by that. So the cover of the Quran, when we wash it, then that water, don't throw it down the drain. That water which is from that cover, which has got nisbat with the Quran ifaq, and it's going in the sewage line, where all our sewage, urine and all that goes, that is not right at all. Actually, we should take it, sprinkle it in the house on the walls. The barakat and the anwarat of it will come in our houses. And if we don't do that, throw it in the garden. But don't let it go in the sewage line. Then Hazrat also says, after you put the cover on it, put it in a juzdan also. Because we got clothes on, but we don't stay outside, we stay in a house. So let the Quran Sharif, and when we take the Quran Sharif also, take it with two hands. And of course, how many instances we read of people that people who bath when they want to read the Quran Sharif. At least wudu properly, and then put some itar also, set, and then the adab which are written in Fazail Quran Sharif, this is the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. And we read it also, and not as we read in the hadith, in the khutbah today it was, that not just to try and finish the Quran, the surah or the end of the supara, but that we try and read properly also. So all this with muhabbat that we have of the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif, like a person reading a novel, and then he just puts it anywhere. Quran Sharif is not like that. And therefore, there are a lot of rules and masail if we give the Quran Sharif to non-Muslims. They don't going to respect it at all. They don't know what the value of it is, or where will they respect it. So all those things also we have to keep in mind with regard to the printing of the Quran Sharif. All these things, there are plenty things when printing. There are many pages that are spoiled pages also, what to do at that time. All that must be buried also. So there are a lot of rules with regard to the Quran Sharif and the respect of the Quran Sharif. When traveling, with regard to taking a Quran Sharif with one, then if a person can, he knows that he'll be able to respect the Quran Sharif, well and good. But if we won't be able to fulfill the rights of the Quran Sharif, then we should rather not take it with. But it is not that difficult to show the rights and the respects of the Quran Sharif. So the muhabbat of the Quran Sharif is also very, very important and must be dear in our hearts. When we take it also, kiss the Quran Sharif, we put it on our heads also. This Quran is a very great kitab. One instance that comes to mind, hopefully I remember the details also. One ordinary person, not ordinary, just like a laborer, not even like a laborer, very poor, down to earth person, and he knew nothing about deen. And from his money which he used to earn very little, he used to save a little. When he saved a reasonable amount, then he was thinking, let me buy something. And he went to town, and there was somebody selling a kitab, a book. So he asked, what are you selling? So he said, I'm selling the guide for mankind in their lives, that how they must live their lives. Oh, how I must live. This is really, and it is from our creator, Allah. And these people normally, they have lot of respect for Allah Ta'ala. For Allah. And this Allah's kitab, He sent it for us. And how we must live. Oh, it's a great kitab. How much? It showed the amount, and it was the amount that he had. So he bought it. And he just kept it on his head all the time. He went home with the kitab. His wife asked, what is this? She says, I bought this from Allah, our creator, and he has sent us this way of life, how we must live, and that is the perfect way of life, and this is it, like a valuable manual I've got, valuable instruction. If we buy something, we get something, how to change sand into gold, How much won't we respect that? He respected this even more. So he just kept it on his head. This kalam, I can't put it down. And then at night when they slept, he said, you sleep, but I can't sleep. I can't put this kitab, respect. Over the limit, but he showed that great respect. Then afterwards, his wife woke up, you're still standing? Yes. Now you stand, I'm tired. And you keep this kitab 3 days like that. They just kept the kitab, Quran Sharif, on their head. After the third day, they became Jayyid Hafiz. A person who didn't know what is Alif and Ba, who didn't know any Tajweed rule, who didn't know any alphabet, by respect of the Quran Sharif. And as we had mentioned also, the Ottoman Empire, Khilafate Osmani, the founder of it also, he was sleeping, his sheikh gave him a room to sleep where there was a Quran Sharif. And he said, I can't stretch my leg in the place where there is the Quran Sharif. And whole night he stayed awake. He didn't stretch his legs and sleep. And then Allah Ta'ala, the barakat of that, the whole Khilafate Usmani started. So these are those things, that adab, Allah bless us, which I find myself really, not zero, but minus. And with this, Allah Ta'ala really blesses a person. So the love of the Quran Sharif, the azmat of the Quran, the respect and honor of the Quran Sharif, Allah, in fact, we met some people in their countries, Muslim countries. They say a child must be hafiz by the age of 5. And the latest is, by the age becomes baligh, he must be finished hafiz. Not after that. He says, in the learning of the Quran Sharif, every day you're going to handle it. And then children are children, they will handle it without wudu. We know this happens also. And they play around, talk around while becoming hafiz also, disrespect of the Quran. So while they are not baligh, they are not responsible. The minute they become baligh, and even baligh children do all this, the respect of the Quran is not given, it's not given its accordance what it should be given. So then this disrespect turns out to be very harmful. And so while they are still small, they are not mukallaf. Then they become hafiz, then all this, the responsibility is not upon them. In fact, myself, I met a person in Umrah two, 3 years ago in Makkah Sharif. He was from Sudan, most probably, elderly person, and he was living in the haram. And what is their necessity? They got no necessities, only for toilet they go out, the food they get there, the whole day is reading Quran Sharif. So I asked him, you're hafiz? He said, oh, that when I was 5, I became hafiz. And now he may be about 70, 80. He said, from that time, and he just reading Quran Sharif the whole day, and there are such people in the Haramain, both places. We can't imagine who these people are, what stages they have got by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So this respect of the Quran Sharif, and the more we have respect, the more the barakat and anwarat of Quran Sharif we will have. Today with lot of hafizes also, lot of Quran Sharifs also, but that respect unfortunately is not there what it should be. In the 70s was a very down era for the Muslims. And even in the Haramain Sharifain, those who will remember, there were a lot of Quran Sharifs used to be torn also, and they should be put on the floor also. But today, alhamdulillah, how the Quran Sharif is respected, wherever there is just little fear of rain or anything coming, there is a plastic in front of that cover also. And a lot of respect is shown. So this respect of the Quran and of all Dini Kitabs also, we should have a lot of respect. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was very particular about this, that how we treat the Dini Kitabs. You got a Hadith Kitab, then don't put the Hadith Kitab over a Quran. The Quran Sharif must be right on top. And the other Kitab is at the bottom. But today we go to Madrasa. First was that time when the Quran Sharif used to be covered, it should be in the Juzdan. We should hold it in the hand and hold it near the heart. But today it's put in that back sack, and it's at the back here, or it's put in the bag which you are carrying at the bottom. So today that respect is not so much there. Those days when we should read Quran Sharif, it was sitting on the floor, taking out of shoes. Now it is sitting at the desk with the shoes on. and with the shoes we are going to toilet. There is a different thing. It's not necessary that the shoe be napak and that, but the adab and respect, that is something else. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was going to meet Allah tabaraka ta'ala, fakhla'na alayk. Take out your shoes, Musa. Eh? Not that they are napak, but you are coming to such an honorable place to meet Allah ta'ala. So the kalam of Allah, that must be also with that. So Allah give us tawfiq that we have this full iman and yaqeen in every aspect on the Quran Sharif, and then the adab, muhabbat, and respect of the Quran Sharif, Allah bless us with that also. The third then is ta'aleem al-Quran, to learn the Quran Sharif. And that is a thing which is from the cradle to the grave. Allah give us all tawfiq. Right from the time when we are born, we should start learning, and it will go right till the grave. We must carry on. Quran Sharif is one kitab which all will admit that it is not a kitab, I know it. It's finished. Whether we are Hafiz, whether you are Qari, or just Nazara also. And in fact, it comes in the hadith that the Quran Sharif, if you don't hold on to it, it's more faster than an animal. If you don't fasten it, it goes away. Quran Sharif will go away. And we know many, many people, Allah give us tawfiq that we don't lose out on our Quran Sharif. Otherwise, there are people who have learned Quran Sharif, and how well they learned it, everything. But when we didn't look after it, it just, if you don't make qadr of this ni'mat, any ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, we don't appreciate the ni'mat, the ni'mat goes away. And the Quran Sharif is the greatest ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And if we don't make qadr of this ni'mat, the Quran Sharif also leaves and goes away. So it's very important that we make qadr. Our children are hafiz, for example. And if we make qadr on them, Maulana Ahmed Hatourani Saab, Rahmatullah Ali, the father of Maulana Rafiq Hatourani, his son, Maulana was a great alim, very great alim, and a very pious person. His sons became hafiz, alim. He should open the car door for them. He should show so much of respect to them that they are hafiz, they are alim. So any person who is a, it is said that Maulana Badri Alim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who is buried in Jannatul Baqi, that after he had passed away, they reburied in the same grave there. So two, three times when they opened his grave, they found his body 100% intact. The kafan also intact. When they asked his son, Maulana Aftab Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, he also has passed away. He says, the only reason I can think that my father, when he was a great alim, ittiba'i sunnat, and he's on matters of deen, how he was so, and how many murid, and how long people's islah he had made. Like before we knew, Hazrat Sheikh was the Sheikh, we knew Hazrat. Before him was Maulana Badri Alam. All the people of the countries, they should all relate to Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmat. He says, what I think is that even if it was a small child, my father would never stretch, and he's a hafiz, he would never stretch his legs to him. Respect of the child because he's a hafiz. So like that, hafiz of the Quran and the Quran Sharif itself, the respect that we should have. And then we must learn the Quran Sharif. And learning the Quran Sharif must be all the time. We must keep up with it. Try and learn all the time. So much so that if a person is not a hafiz, and he makes niyat on to become a hafiz, and he learns one ayat in 1 month also, but he's carrying on, he will be taken by Allah as a hafiz, and he will be raised on the day of Qiyamah as a hafiz. A person whose Quran is weak, he can't, his hibs is weak, his nazara is weak, but he's learning, and he will be raised with those people by the fazl of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. So we all also, Allah give us first our yaqeen, and then the muhabbat and azmat of the Quran Sharif, and then to learn the Quran Sharif, and carry on learning all the time. And the teaching also that we will discuss later. Here we are discussing about learning the Quran. We make it a practice that throughout our lives we must learn Quran Sharif. One time, Colonel Amiruddin Rahmatullah Ali, many of us heard of him in the Tabligh Jamaat, mashallah, great person. He was here in our country, and we were with him in the Jamaat. And there was one young person, he has passed away also. At that time, the person must have been perhaps 25, 30 years old, married also. And Colonel Sir picked up in the Jamaat that he can't read it, Quran Sharif. And mashallah, he was dressed kurta, turban, beard, everything. He said, you dress so well, sunnah, but you can't read Quran Sharif. This is your first faraz. You learn Quran Sharif. And so then he learned Quran Sharif. At that age, he learned Quran Sharif. One good friend of ours, an alim, Maulana Ghulam Esat of Lodium, is still there. He's ill. We all make dua for all the ill people. Allah give them all health. Mashallah, he also devoted to Quran Sharif. And how many business people who don't know how to read Quran Sharif, he makes arrangement with them, and he goes like he's making a business call. He sits with them in the office because they are shy. They don't want to learn in front of other people in their office. Then he's teaching them Quran Sharif. And how many people he got that they are reading Quran Sharif. And he's a very good Quran teacher also. As far as Hibz is concerned, Nazra, his own Quran Sharif, mashallah, very well also, and a very good teacher. But that concern, and there are many other people who go and they teach the Quran Sharif like this. So make an arrangement with somebody like that, and if you make an arrangement with a alim, with a hafiz, inshallah, he won't charge you also for it. You make an arrangement with a doctor just to see him. A lawyer, we know what the bill comes out to. In fact, one place where a lawyer in a social gathering, a lawyer met a doctor. And the doctor asked the lawyer that in such cases, people say, I got this problem, that problem. I tell him, do this, do that, take that medicine. They don't come to my surgery, so I can't charge them. So how can I go about this? What can I do? I must collect my fees also. So the lawyer didn't say anything, but by the next few days he got the account from the lawyer. That advice you took from me, for that also he charged him. So it was a social gathering. So they will charge, but a hafiz alim to teach you, he won't charge. They will give you your time. And mashallah, we have got those huffaz and ulama in Azad Waliyah where they appeal to the people, come to us. And we will teach you. Before Ramzan, your door, we will listen to. We will make the arrangements. Of course, it's our duty when this person is sacrificing for us. We also should see to it. We should show our appreciation, not only in words, etc. But we should also think of them. But they won't ask us, and they don't expect also anything. And Quran Sharif really should not be taught for any monetary gain also. And there are all the masail with regard to that also, which is on its place. But a person, when he wants to learn Quran Sharif, the facilities are available anywhere and everywhere. It is up to us to take the initiative. So we learn Quran Sharif. And then the other rules also, there are other aspects of the rights of the Quran Sharif. Inshallah, we will carry on. Today is Jumu'ah. And we should try now engage more in du'as every day, month of Ramadan, even more. And Jummah, even more du'as are now readily accepted. And make so much du'as that we feel, I don't know what to ask now. I've asked everybody. And let it not be that Ramadan and think, get worried. Ramadan is getting finished and I haven't still asked everything. There is a time Allah is asking us what you want. And the Malaika, Allah has told them, leave your other duties. You say Ameen on the du'as of the Ummah of Rosedar, people of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fish and the animals, are saying Ameen on our du'as. The doors of Jahannam are closed, doors of Jannat are open. Allah Ta'ala, there is a caller who's calling out that whoever wants to do good, come forward. Oh, evil doer, stay back, don't do anything wrong now. So there is a very, and this is a very Mubarak time. Allah give us tawfiq to beg of Allah, beg for me also. We all ask for one another du'as. When we ask for one another, you ask for somebody else, the malaika say for you, Ameen. So how beneficial, may Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.